Okay, so we've been talking about ritual and devotion, and so I feel like I've said enough for one year this year. Let's do some practice. As we have Amitabha here, we'll do some of an Amitabha puja, but we won't do it all. But we'll set things up, and we'll see if we can set up the conditions for something deeper to arise individually and collectively, and see if we can open to something of the Adhishtana, the positive, loving influence that Amitabha embodies. So once again, just a minute or two of open space, free space, just to breathe easy. Connected to the earth, drawing on the support of the earth, sitting in a posture that helps us to be alert, that has something of the dignity of being a son or daughter of the Buddha. Aware of the body, still with that kindly awareness. Still tending to each moment of our life. Caring for it. Now opening out our awareness reminding ourselves
that at the beginning of the course we set up three circles of protection. Soft open lotuses. Soft open lotuses, encouraging us to be open-hearted. And beyond them, a Vajra wall. A wall of diamond thunderbolts. Encouraging our mind to be bright, stable, and dynamic. And a ring of wisdom flames, blazing, crackling. Encouraging our mind to be clear. To see our experience vividly and alive. Burning up fogginess and doubt and confusion. These three circles create a protected space. A special inner space. A Dharma space. Where we're seated together. As a Sangha, practicing with one another, for ourselves, for one another, for the world. And symbolically, we're all facing towards the center of the mandala. Say we're facing towards the heart of reality. where we find all the qualities of enlightenment, of awakening, all the love, all the wisdom, and so on. Here, all those qualities are embodied in the Buddha Amitabha, infinite light. We let ourselves open to being in the presence of great love. All the qualities of enlightenment. But Amitabha particularly expresses the great love, the great compassion. Comes from the awakened mind. So we're in the presence of great love and wisdom. And if it helps, we can see the Buddha Amitabha his body made of red light. Seated cross-legged on a lotus and moon mat. Dressed in robes which are richly ornamented. Showing all the richness of his state of complete freedom. He's either holding up in his right hand a red lotus, or he's in the mudra of meditation. Whichever comes naturally to us. And his body is made of light and gives off light. Made of love and giving off love. This loving radiance pervades all directions, pervades the whole mandala. We are bathed in that great love.
deepen our relationship with Amitabha and his qualities, to express our appreciation, our openness. Let's do some verses of offering. To Amitabha, whose discriminating wisdom
sees the uniqueness
of every phenomenon,
I make offerings of infinite variety.
I offer you flowers. Of scarlet, vermilion, and crimson. For every subtle shade. Is sacred to you. I offer you incense. Of sandalwood, jasmine, and musk. For every subtle scent. Is sacred to you. I offer you foods. Spiced, salt, and sweet. For every subtle flavor. Is sacred to you. I offer you music. Of strings, drums, and voice. For every single note. Is sacred to you. I offer these gifts. With great devotion. On behalf of all living beings. Human and hungry ghost. Animal and titan. Hell being and God. For every single one. Is sacred to you. Strengthen things. Let's do these verses of homage, of salutation. To the infinite Buddha, measureless light. I offer deepest homage and respect. To the streaming sunshine of your teaching. I offer deepest homage and respect. To all the warmth and beauty of the Sangha. I offer deepest homage and respect. When we really appreciate and value someone or something, we want to deepen our relationship. We want to continue it, to take it further, to come closer and closer. So let's do these verses of going for refuge.
To you, the Lotus King.
To you, the Lotus King.
Kindness itself.
Kindness itself.
Your heart's eight petals.
Your heart's eight petals.
Open forever.
Open forever.
The three at its center.
The three at its center.
Radiating infinite light.
Radiating infinite light.
To Amitabha.
To Amitabha.
I go always for refuge.
I go always for refuge.
King of rubies.
King of rubies.
Through the alchemy of your love.
Through the alchemy of your love.
You transmute craving into contentment.
You transmute craving into contentment.
The final fulfillment of all desire.
The final fulfillment of all desire.
Now I understand.
Now I understand.
That all my longing.
That all my longing.
Was for your undying state.
Was for your undying state.
To Amitabha.
To Amitabha.
I go always for refuge.
I go always for refuge.
Set up the conditions. Just being aware in ourselves of anything that stands in the way. Anything that stands in the way of completely opening to that warm radiance, to that loving presence. Just acknowledging it. Just letting it go. When there's nothing in the way, then all we have to do is just ask. Ask for the Adishtana. Let's do it with these words. Gazing with one-pointed devotion.
Gazing with one-pointed devotion.
I formulate my wish.
I formulate my wish.
Red Lord of Sunset.
Red Lord of Sunset.
Please bless me with your deepest rays of scarlet.
Please bless me with your deepest rays of scarlet.
Touch me with your sunbeams of compassion.
Touch me with your sunbeams of compassion.
Awake. awaken all my unawakened wisdom.
Awaken all my unawakened wisdom.
And in response, rays of red light come from Amitabha's heart right into our heart, right into the core, the depths of our being. Through that, we take in more and more of the qualities of Amitabha. Red light that heals us, body and mind, and awakens our deep potential. Red light of his qualities overflows from our heart through our body. And having received that Adhisthana of Amitabha, there's no end to that love. No need to hoard it. So we can share it, and we can also dedicate ourselves to participating in it more and more. So let's do these words of dedication. For all beings,
for all beings,
here and everywhere around,
here and everywhere around,
in gratitude for the love of Amitabha,
in gratitude for the love of Amitabha,
I dedicate all my body, speech and mind,
I dedicate all my body, speech and mind,
all future actions,
all future actions,
words and skillful thoughts,
words and skillful thoughts,
to realize the enlightening sun,
to realize the enlightening sun,
of your great compassion,
of your great compassion.
Now, once again, we just let everything go. Just being with our experience, however it is now. doing practice like this. Obviously, it's very nice when we feel deeply connected and there's a real sense of something happening. But this kind of practice, the whole way it's set up, is about communicating with deeper levels of mind. So even if we felt a bit tired this evening, we came to that receiving the Adishtana and we felt, well, I don't know, did anything happen? Not sure, maybe not. On a deeper level of mind, it takes all this as very real. So for something in us, this evening we entered this deeper space. We met the Buddha, we met the qualities of enlightenment. We received that love, and something of our potential on a deep level has been stirred. Something in us knows that something happened. Even if everyday me going home doesn't quite know that or doesn't quite know how it happened. Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming. Thank you very much for all coming together like this. Really enjoyed being with you all. It's great when we come together in large numbers. And there is a Sangha night that's going to start in the centre in the new year. So if we wanted to, we could come together in large numbers week in, week out. So I wish you well until hope to see you again before too long.